Vitamin Water was born in New York because New Yorkers wanted more. Like more flavor to go with all the flavor. A refreshing drink after climbing 6 flights of stairs to a walk-up apartment or standing in the subway station in 100-degree heat. Drink Vitamin Water. It's from New York.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. Now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.
From kids' sleep gummies all the way to extra-strength sleep gummies, Ollie can help everyone sleep like it's a school night. Do wellness on your terms. Find Ollie at a store near you or at OLLY.com.
Ollie!
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Like right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children. The
sweet, sweet sound of a pill bottle. Am I wrong?
Isn't it funny? I think it's funny.
I hope that picked up, you guys. Let's all shake our pills.
Don't forget.
Oh, don't forget. A pill a day, and you won't be one. A pill.
Yeah, right? Get it?
I get it. Do you?
Jesse, how the hell are you, my friend?
I know it. You know, I've been better, but I've been worse. I'll say that.
Listen, that's what's important.
Yeah, this week feels slow to me. It is slow and it is cold here. Cold, Chris.
I bet it's colder here.
Wow. It's not a competition, but what's the weather there?
Currently it is. Let's look at what's the temperature there?
28. It's 28, but
definitely
windy.
Colder. It's 20 yeah. right now and windy, wow. But it's been dipping below zero many a night.
I don't like that.
It's very cold.
Sad. Yeah, so it's cold is what I'm saying. It's cold. And that's fun.
Have you been watching anything fun? New?
Have I been watching anything? I've been... Guess who took a little dive back into Grey's Anatomy?
You.
This queen, this witch. I might start at season one. Right now I'm on season 10, and I said, you know what? A show that, sure, we lose probably one or two patients a show, but we also save a bunch. Okay, but we save a bunch. And, you know, we're having sex, and it's a fun, steamy time.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you can't beat that. You really can't. So I am loving it. I had been obsessed at the beginning of the pandemic, took a break. And you know what? It feels good to be back because I couldn't find a show worth my life.
Yeah. I had to stop watching because it was too much. I was like, I can't get invested in these characters just to watch them die, you know?
They did start killing a lot of people off, I'll say that. But
how far have you gotten?
That's the thing that I think is interesting. I think I watched till season 7 and then I sort of just picked up at 10. So I might go back to the beginning and watch. I don't know what I'm doing. I guess I'm feeling like, what is a plot, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, now they're married. Who cares? It's all the same.
Who cares?
That's me. So I am having fun. You know, I stopped watching originally because I was like, well, I definitely have a tumor because everyone has a tumor and that's the problem always. It's a lot of the time. You know,
yeah.
So what am I saying? I don't know.
Do you know that I had a friend who, a friend in high school, and her older sister, who was like beautiful and also had a hot husband, and they both were in the residencies as doctors, and she got a fucking brain tumor.
Stop. What?
And she was okay. Like, she got surgery. This was years ago. She's been good for years now. But isn't that so Grey's Anatomy?
It's so Grey's Anatomy.
Like, and the whole like time I was like, this is devastating news, but also very Katherine Heigl.
Yeah, your friends can operate on you is the good news.
Ironically, my friend texted me last night. It was like, I just got a last minute audition.
Oh,
and they want the tape tonight. And it was Grey's Anatomy.
No.
And I said, what? And what, the role was...
What was it?
A patient who got hit in a crosswalk while texting.
Yes. Yes. That could have been me.
Right? And the line is like, the first line is like, cars, am I right?
Dead.
I'm like, are you kidding me? I would have played it. I already thought about it.
Yeah.
I would play it like very like, cars, am I right?
Oh, I like that. Like, yeah, really drawn out, very social media. I'd be looking down. I wouldn't even look up.
No, yeah, right? I'd be like looking at, I'd be like, my phone's cracked.
Yeah. Do you guys follow me on social? You should. I was live streaming when I was hit, which was actually really great and did get a lot of pickups. So
my phone needs stitches too.
Yeah. Oh my God. I'd love to be a patient. I'd love to be a disgruntled patient. I mean, to be a love interest would just be insane, but I would do it.
I would love to be like a Mandy Moore-esque patient where I'm there for a few episodes.
Yes.
Good, honey.
Oh my God. She was iconic. She was iconic in it. Mandy was, I mean,
that
truly
was the role of a guest star role of a lifetime.
I think so. I mean, she played it sweet. She had, you know, range. She became a savior, if you will.
Imagine
it's a lot.
If you were, they were like, okay, it's an audition. It's just a little guest star role. And you're like, oh my God, I'm so excited. And then they're like, okay, we're going to write you back because the hospital is going to go into lockdown. You're going to have to be very dramatic. There's going to be a shooter. You're also going to hold a man while he dies. And you're also going to calm down the most important doctor in the hospital. The only time she ever freaks out on camera.
Iconic. I'll do it.
I would
I'll
be like,
it.
You need to talk to my agent.
You do need to talk to my agent because my fee just skyrocketed.
And
I would
tell
love
them
that.
To keep me on because they were going to cut me off.
They were going to cut me. And I thought that was a mistake all along. And I love that we're doing this together collectively. I know. It's so good. It's so freaking good.
I'm at the point in my career where I'm now getting things like, hey, I have an appointment with a manager tomorrow. Can you give me any advice? And I'm like, I really can't.
Yeah, I don't know why you came to me. I've got no one on my side.
Because I don't know how to get one, clearly.
Yeah. Now, yeah, what Chris and I are saying, it really is, you know what I was thinking about it? I just, anyone in your corner, like, sort of helps career-wise, you know, love wise, just really, I just would love somebody whose job, I'll consider it a job, it is to look me in the eye and every night when I'm spiraling say, hey,
stop.
I believe in you.
You're amazing.
You're amazing.
And even if you fall, I'll be there to catch you.
I'll be there to catch you. What I'm saying is, I want to date a manager who will both rep me and love me.
Yeah.
So connect a girl. But, you know, I think, baby steps. I am making a like goals for the year and I'm going to figure out what I'm doing. And then Chris, I'm going to do it.
Listen, Jesse, you are going to do it. What's one of your goals?
Well, I haven't fully formed them all yet.
Okay.
But I think they're going to be great when I do.
I agree.
When
I, think
I do.
You know what we should do, Jesse?
Well, yeah, what?
We have a quick little embarrassing story.
Love it.
And I'm looking at this one because I thought I hadn't. Okay, are you ready? It's a short story. This one's short.
It's time for.
It's time for.
It's the embarrassing story of the week.
Okay, I don't know who it's from. I don't have a name.
Okay, well, you know who you are.
So, yeah. detention. This sounds like it's short, so I'm going to read it like a slam poem.
Obsessed.
Detention, my one and only time. In my junior year of high school, I had a mad crush on this boy.
Boy.
Named Todd.
Todd.
He would play guitar for me in the garage studio, and we would drive around aimlessly for hours.
Ding, ding, ding.
Well, I was always the good girl in high school, never cut class, was never late, did everything I was supposed to. One day, Todd got detention, and we were supposed to go hang out in his garage studio that afternoon, so I said, I'll go with you. I had never had detention before, so I zero clue how it worked.
Detention.
They counted everyone off the list, and there was one extra person, me. In the room of probably 100 kids, I went to a large high school. They kept demanding who wasn't supposed to be there leave. I finally had to stand up and say it was me in front of everyone. I was mortified. I then had to leave, and because I didn't drive, I had to walk home 3 miles by myself. Things were always a little weird after that. I am now going to slink off to my room and die from embarrassment thinking about this event from 22 years ago. Okay, here's the thing. That embarrassing story happened because you weren't quick thinking on your feet. I've already thought of 5 ways to get out of this situation unscathed.
So she was in detention and then they were like, somebody doesn't belong here.
She went to detention because her crush had detention. She wasn't supposed to be there. So the teacher only had 100 people on the list and there was 101 people in the room.
Wow. Somebody, that's a lot of kids for one teacher. And I actually feel badly for them.
Also, I'd be like, whoever's sitting in here that's not supposed to, like, whatever, it's detention. Yeah. Have fun.
I'm sorry for you and whatever you're going through. Also, if someone was like, who's not supposed to be her? I'd be like, me, and fuck you, Miss Billard. And then you'd be like, sit down, you're staying. I'd be like, okay.
I wouldn't have said anything. And then when they're like, you're not the one that's supposed to be here, I'm like, what? Okay, I thought I was. I'm out of here. Bye.
Yeah, someone's not supposed to be here. And when I find out who it is, you're going to detention. Like, I'm here. Why are we making this a thing? I don't get it.
Yeah, that's very bizarre. School was different back then.
Yeah, and you know what? I understand because she's a goody-goody, and I was too. So I didn't break a rule. And when I did, I was like, they're going to know. They're going
to
know.
Oh, I used to be very scared of getting in trouble.
Yeah, I was petrified. I was just like, what if this goes on my permanent record? I mean, the things I thought. Really a little, you know, I didn't feel like the brightest bulb in the shed when I would say things out loud sometimes later. Like, well, yeah, but what if?
Oh, yeah. No, me either.
Yeah.
My friend who listens to the pod, okay, but she once was cheating in school.
Okay.
And got caught. And her parents were coming to the school, so she fake passed out in the bathroom and just laid there hoping like for someone to find her so that people would be like, she passed out, she can't get in trouble, she's sick and dying. But she waited for a half hour and nobody came, and so finally she was just like, fuck it, I'll
fess up, I'll take the bullet. Wow. But dramatic and well played. That's every middle child who's like, I'm going to do something dramatic and wait for someone to find me. And then eventually is like, all right, well,
no one's
coming. I should have chosen a more public place. Oh, boy. That's good. Did you cheat in school?
I cheated on a test once. And
wow,
it was because I missed the test. And so did this other girl in my class who was much cooler than me.
Yeah.
And we had to go, like, the next day we got to class and they were like, you two have to go to the office to, like, take this test because we had missed it. And when we walked out of the classroom, she turned to me, she's like, do you want the answers? And I was like, and she just handed me a sheet with all the answers.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh my God. But I purposely changed so many of them so I wouldn't get caught that I still got, like, an 82.
Wow.
And she also sat next to me and she got 100 and she like looked over and like winked at me and then looked down. She's like, what the fuck happened? And I was like, I don't know. I panicked.
I know. I thought they'd know. They'd have to know.
I was like, I'm not smart. She was smart. Well, now I know she was cheating. But I have to be honest. My regret is not cheating my way through high school.
Yeah, right? I know.
I found out so much later that so many people were cheating.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I thought I was stupid, but you all were cheating.
Maybe I was stupid because I wasn't cheating. Y'all were.
Yeah, I guess the joke is on me.
The joke is on you. You know, I don't know what I would do. And this just shows what like a uptight, goody-goody pushover I was. I, in a way, bullied my teachers because like my Spanish teacher, like what I would do, what if like we had a test on Thursday, I would be like, every day, Miss Billard, I'll be coming after school and I'll be sitting with you for 3 hours drilling you on what is on the test. And when I finally break you down and you finally tell me exactly every single question, then and only then will I leave you alone. Like I would just sit there and be like, is this on the test? Well, what kind of question? Like I was just a nightmare that a lot of teachers, like my Spanish teacher, would just be like, just study this area, okay? Like right here. And then it'd be like, what about it? Like the capitals or like the states within? It'd be like, just know the countries in this order. Okay. Okay. Thank you. And what else is on the test? Like I was just a little nightmare.
Oh my God. And see, I sat quiet as a church mouse and I would be like, I'm not even supposed to be in here. I don't think this isn't the right classroom, but I will take the test. Okay. Okay. I don't actually know any of the answers.
Yeah, I just intimidated teachers to giving me the answers.
I wish I had, to be honest.
I think that's a great system in the sense of the teacher at one point is like, this child's clearly suffering with anxiety. My heart goes out. The other thing is this child is causing me anxiety and stress, and I can just make it all go away with a simple breakdown of all the questions and answers.
Yeah.
Like for Spanish, I didn't have a choice because I'm dyslexic. I should have never had to take a language. I tested out in college, but in high school, they were like, we think she can still do it. And I was like, ooh. So I was so bad. But as any performer, I can memorize a script. So I was just like, give me the script. Give me the script. Like, what's the question going to be? Give me the script. And if I wrote it out like this, is this right? Is this right? Until they'd be like, yes, if you say that, that would be right. And then I'd be like, I'll memorize it. You know, and I would come in costume like, hola, you know, just nail that oral presentation.
Don't cry for me, Argentina. Is that that song?
Yeah. Yeah. And then literally every final, I'd pretty much flunk. And they'd be like, how you had A's every quarter and an F on the final. And I'd be like, well, I don't know any of the language.
Yeah. I made it all up.
Yeah.
Speaking of doing desperate things.
Yeah.
And desperate people, we have a middle child of the week nom.
Love. And desperate people.
I meant middle children.
Oh, got it.
Because we're all kinds desperate, of desperate.
I know.
You know what I mean? Mm. Desperate for affection.
It's time for
the middle child of the week.
Okay. This nomination is for Tracy from, do we say last names? I can't remember. From Sarah. Mm. This is from Tracy. I'm just not going to because okay, I don't know if we're supposed to.
Yeah.
For Tracy from Sarah. Okay. Are you ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
I have to nominate my friend Tracy for middle child of the week.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if she's technically a middle as she has an older brother and is one of three triplets. And I don't know what order they came out in, but she absolutely drips middle energy in the best way possible.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
In high school, while Tracy's siblings were off going to church and getting straight A's, I think all three of them are married and some kind of medical professional now.
Yikes.
Tracy was busy storing all of our friends' alcohol bottles in the trunk of her car.
Hero.
Spoiler alert, her parents did find them and pour them all out, but it's the thought that counts.
It is the thought.
Tracy is the type of friend who sends you money when you're broke and never forgets a birthday.
Ugh.
In fact, when I turned 21, my senior year of college, all my older friends on campus had graduated. So I didn't really get to celebrate, as I had no one to go to the bar with. The next time I visited Tracy in my hometown, I briefly mentioned this to her, and the evening immediately became my 21st birthday, filled with redheaded slut shots on her tab. My hair is red, so that detail was super thoughtful. Did I mention that out of the triplets, she is the egg that did not split? Oh my God, this is devastating. So her two sisters are identical and she is not.
No.
How do you get more middle child than that? I don't think you do.
I don't think you do.
Tracy has gone on to do amazing things and I'm so incredibly proud of her. She deserves this nomination and more. Yeah, I guess wow. Tracy does deserve this nomination. I didn't even know that that was can you imagine?
Wait, I part of me doesn't understand because like, so were they going to be, would it have been quad? Would it, what's four? And then is that a double twin?
So I think a twin.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I actually know the answer to this. If I'm wrong.
Sue me.
Sue me. Okay. This isn't a doctor podcast, but yeah. I believe.
Yeah.
That fraternal twins are when two eggs are fertilized at the same time.
Okay, right.
And that's how you get like a boy and a girl and they look different. Whereas identical twins, it's a split egg. So I think what happened with triplets and multiples in general is that two eggs were fertilized, the one split.
Wow,
hers did not.
Well, let me say one thing. Tracy, you're one of a kind.
And you were a full egg, bitch, okay?
Yeah.
Those other two are half
scrambled,
an egg.
If you ask me. Half an egg.
What are you
going to
do with half an egg?
Good luck.
I can't eat that.
No. Sure, you might have felt like the third wheel all of the time.
Constantly.
And that's a quite a thing to burden.
I'm sure everyone in your high school thought they were twins. Ugh.
Oh, that's not right. And you were like, there's a third. That's a good SNL sketch. But let me say, it sounds like you are a friend that says, first of all, if you have a redheaded friend and you don't get them the redheaded slut drink, and in a way you say, let's slut it up. Okay. 21st birthday. If you don't make a mistake or regret something, did you even turn it? You know?
Yeah.
And to send money, I like a friend who sends money.
That's
thoughtful. That's really thoughtful. And especially when your siblings are all doctors.
What did you do for your 21st birthday?
After I went to the hospital because party and was pulled out on a stretcher. Before that, I had just gone to a bar with my older friends and...
No, I think that's the interesting part of the story, actually, is you getting...
Yeah. Yeah,
carried out on a stretcher.
I think it was a stretcher for me.
I remember I was an RA on my 21st birthday.
Oy.
I know. And we had a meeting until 9:45. And I was like, and it was like a Friday.
Oh my God.
And so after the meeting, I went to my friends off campus. And I remember, I remember getting there. That's all I really remember. And then my friends found me in, there was like a parking garage downtown. Where all the bars were. And they found me laying down in the parking garage, like on the first level where my one friend like drove and was DDing.
Wow.
So
you
also
had fainted and you were waiting for someone to find you.
But also now that I talk about it, I'm like, that bitch was sober. And just like let me lay under her car. And then they found me there, like covered in dirt and vomit and everything.
Oh, God.
And proceeded to take a bunch of pictures on a digital camera, which I don't know where they are. I wish I could find them.
That's horrific.
And then, yeah, it was awful. That whole night was really bad. But I remember the timestamp on the pictures were like 12:45.
Yeah, so it was like what you think.
3 hours. And I just...
Ugh.
It was bad. Bad news
it
bears.
It was bad. And to watch a friend also go through her 21st birthday, it's always like, you don't have to do what I did. And it's like, I have to, unfortunately. If I don't regret it, did I do it? And
yeah.
The answer is no. And that's why we really can't stress enough. Make mistakes with other people watching you.
Make mistakes now.
Now.
Okay, because now's the time.
Yeah. Do we have young listeners, you think?
We have Scarlett.
That's right, Scarlett. Scarlett girl.
Our number one
Make
fan.
11 crazy. You know what I mean? Make 11
yeah, you
wild.
Get out and you get nuts for 11.
Okay. cannot. I used to, listen, no one knew how to really eat cake like me on my birthday.
Let them eat cake.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm not sharing. It's my choice to share and I choose not to. My cake.
What's your favorite cake? If you like, like you get to choose your cake.
Oh my God. Okay. It's like choose your own adventure. Choose your cake. Okay. Choose your cake. I'm going to go with, that's an interesting choice. I think I'm going to go unicorn cake. I do love a rainbow look and a fun presentation. Or I do love a carrot cake, but that I feel like would offend too many people. So yeah. I would do unicorn to make sure no one in the room was like, oh.
I used a unicorn face mask last night. Let me
How
tell you
that.
Let me tell you what I did
Is
with
it. Is that the sparkle kind that rips your face off?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I used a charcoal one first. Okay. So
damn.
I washed my face, then I used a charcoal mask, like the black one that you peel off and rips your face.
Uh-huh.
I did that and then washed my face again and then used a unicorn one that rips your face. That's like the brightening one. But my skin looks pretty good.
It does. I think I did that one time and was like, is this trauma?
Yeah. Well, the charcoal one was much worse than the unicorn one.
Oh my God. Really?
I really could. The charcoal one, it took me some time to get it off.
Not that I haven't literally looked at a ton of skin skin procedure stuff where like one of them is like, we burn your face off so you get a fresh new one. And I'm like, I elect for that. Yes.
I want to get, I've only gotten one facial ever. But
yeah,
I want to get one.
I know.
I don't even know what the day of the week is. What's today?
Thursday.
Oh, who knew?
Not me. Actually, I did know. So I guess I did.
Yeah, I guess you did know.
But I also looked at like the corner of my computer that says Thur. So I sort of just took...
You took
guess.
That and you went with that.
And I ran with it. And I thought, I know what day they're talking about.
Yeah.
Thursday.
Okay, guys, here's the tea. This is the sitch. Okay?
Yeah.
Last time we did improv.
Yes. Yes.
And the feedback we got was good.
Stunning.
Okay? I loved it. How did you feel, Jesse?
I loved it. I mean, I had a ball and I was happy to know that people liked it. Maybe some people stayed silent because they thought, ooh, who knows? You know, yeah. They might have been, ooh. But remember, we're having fun this year. It's got to be fun.
Yeah.
And if you're not having fun or giggling, what are you in a pandemic?
Yeah,
I don't understand.
I don't get it. What's going on?
Yeah. So, you know, the good news is we've got so many fun segments at this point.
Yeah. I think we give it to them another week. And then if they hate it, this is when they'll really tell us.
I love that. That's a great idea. Let's give it to them another week. Let's serve them some real, honestly, comedy, live comedy.
Okay.
On a Thursday morning, this is my prep time. This is my prime.
And we did get some ideas in the Facebook group stuck in the middle.
Oh, snap.
Okay, so we have a couple that are like beginning sentences.
Ooh.
We have some situations.
Ooh.
So should we try a couple of those?
Chris, I dare you not to. Because then tight.
Thank you.
Let it out. You let that out next time.
I'm a sneezer, honey. It happens so much.
But you hold it.
I let it out sometimes, but when I'm recording, I didn't want to let it out, you know?
No, I like that. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Okay. At the rate we're going, we'll never get out of here.
I mean... It's either we get out or those kidnappers are going to murder us. So I just feel like, why did we stop trying?
At this point, I'm kind of like, whatever about it. And like,
no.
Don't you think the one, like the doll one, he's like kind of cute. He's like kind of into me, I think.
Okay, that's crazy that you say that. Because I was actually thinking he was like when he was tying me up, I was just like, okay, like,
Did
wait.
He? Can I? Yeah.
Yeah, I was just like, okay, wait. Like, literally his eyes through that mask, I'm just like, are they green? Are they blue?
I know, because sometimes when it's dark, when they keep the dungeon light off, I'm like, I think they're blue. But sometimes when like the little leak of sunshine sneaks through that crack in the ceiling, I'm like, maybe they're green.
They twinkle almost green.
So
it's hard to say.
It is. And he's polite. Like,
he's polite.
The other day he said, I'm sorry. I don't think it was to me, but he said, I'm sorry. And it felt like it was about me, even though maybe it wasn't necessarily like
directly
to me.
Yeah. Yeah, like when, I mean, I think it definitely, he has like a kind streak, because even the other day when he let me go to the bathroom and then, you know, tied me back up. First of all, I thought he was sneaking a peek and I was like, okay, like this isn't my best angle, but also like take what you can get. And then when he like tied me back up again, he was like, does that hurt? And I was like, I'm actually okay with pain. Like, I like a little bit.
Well, you shouldn't say that. I don't think you should say that, because
we could be getting tortured.
We don't really. There was those other people in here with us and we haven't seen them in days. So
I was going to say, because that one girl who was here when we got here and then said like, oh no, that means it's my turn. And then she went out and she
was loud though.
She was so loud.
I was like, okay, shh.
Like, yeah, shh, it's nighttime, like lights out. I mean, we don't know what time it is, but it's lights out.
It's always nighttime here. So like,
yeah, like good night.
Stop screaming.
Part of that could be we are depressed. I mean, we have to admit that. Like, I don't have my medication here. So it's like, well,
no,
good
but
luck to me.
Also, I'm like kind of chill with not having to get stuff done. Like, it just kind of feels nice to like, I know what every day is going to bring.
Yes. And I'm going to say something that like I don't want to say, but I'm just going to say it because like I can't stop thinking about it. We have both lost significant weight. We look good.
We look so thin. I feel like we're going to slip out of these shackles because we've.
I think so. Like I saw you the other day. What was it when they were dragging you?
Oh my God. It was so awful. Yes. They were dragging me. They made me like chew on a rock because I had said those things. But like.
Yeah. I was going to say, I like saw you and I said, Chris is melting away.
Oh my God. Thank you. So I felt like Green Eyes felt the same way.
I think he
like,
did.
The way he was looking at me was like, oh my God, I didn't know we had a thin girl.
I didn't
here.
Know there were thin people here.
And I said, well, get a good look, honey.
Yeah.
Take a
soak
picture.
It
it'll last longer. And he did to send to their boss who.
Oh, the boss.
I think is the one that's really in charge of this, who I'm hoping also has a crush on one of
us. It could be. Why else are you guys sending pictures? You know what I mean?
It's weird, right?
It's weird, yeah. And so, like, I think about, like, I don't want us to give up trying to leave, but also, is it bad to want to stay?
No, I really don't think it's bad. And also, I heard them talking about bringing in new people, and I'm like, I don't want that. I'm over, like...
No.
We finally have like a cool vibe and now
it's
we're going to
cool
bring in
such a cool vibe in here now.
I want a lava lamp.
I want a lava lamp.
Don't you think that would be so fun? I keep asking and they're like shut what the fuck up and they hit me with the broom on the head, but I'm like it's a lava lamp. But it'd be
It's
fun.
A lava lamp, like it'll still be very dim lighting so no one needs to freak out.
Yeah, can everyone
about
calm
that?
Down? It's not like I'm going to call someone from a lava lamp.
Yeah, you can't call anyone from a lava lamp.
And who would I even call? This is the most attention I've ever gotten.
I know. I really think that they thought we were more high profile.
Yeah, I think they thought more people would care.
Right. And I did too. And I
did as well.
I definitely thought, you know, somebody was going to be a little more passionate about sort of where is she, but... You know, you faint in a bathroom, you wait for someone to come, they don't. It's a little bit similar to that with the kidnapping. You expect people to care, but nobody does.
Nobody seems to care.
Nobody cares. So maybe I don't either. Maybe I like it here.
You know, I think we're both developing Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah.
But either way, I'm losing weight.
And we're developing. Like, I think it does show progress. Like, before this, it was like, I was not... you know, I'm a photographer. I wasn't developing film. I wasn't developing a look even. And now it's like, yeah, I'm developing feelings. Wow. Whoa,
I
baby.
Know, right? I yeah. think we should, if Green Eyes comes what? On to one of us, I think the other one needs to just let it go.
Oh, I'll, of
you
course.
Know, I'll
I will
respect
wingman
you.
You hard.
Respect me.
Of course.
But yeah, I think that's really the way to go.
I think that's a really good point, and I support you. And you know what? I can't tell which way he's leaning. And the other guy who, you know, is meaner and I don't think is attractive, if push came to shove, like I would,
you would
know,
fuck him.
I would fuck him. It's like, I'm not going to leave him out. I feel like that would get us in trouble too. Yeah. So
can I tell you something?
Please.
Things did come push to shove with us. And
wait, what?
He's huge.
Green Eyes or the other guy?
The other guy, the ugly one, but still.
Oh my God. Wait, when?
I was drunk on toilet wine. He was on something as well. One thing led to the other. Next thing you know, we're bumping uglies. And I just said, you're not
when
hot.
In Rome.
I don't have feelings for you, but I'm here.
But I'm here. And in a way, this really always wakes me up.
It does. It feels like a nice cup of joe, which I haven't had in a year and a half.
No one will get coffee. I do want to change
I know.
That.
I'm like, iced even? I get it. You don't want it to like use it as a weapon, but like iced coffee? Ugh. Come on.
Come on.
There is definitely a Dunkin' Donuts because I can hear the drive-through window constantly outside.
I hear
which
constantly.
Is even more annoying because I'm like, if we yelled loud, they can hear us. We can hear them, but they
it's
can't hear
weird.
Us.
Weird. And it's like to have a 24/7 drive-through Dunkin', America runs on, so I respect and I get it. But I'm also like, doesn't America run to help people? And the answer is no.
Apparently not. America does run on Dunkin', though. They must be making a killing up there.
Bank. I'm telling you, bank.
I mean, it would explain why we're always given day-old donuts as treats. Yeah.
And I hate to say this, and I did say something. I asked if there was a suggestion box, which obviously everyone got upset, but I was just like, I don't like munchkins, so sue me. I think they're BS.
Give me a full donut.
Give me a full donut. Who's ordering munchkins in the bunch? Because none of y'all are eating it. So what I'm saying is, I want a jelly-filled donut.
Yeah, like you fucked me last night, but you can't get me a jelly donut?
Yeah, if you're going to jelly donut me, you better give me one too.
And scene. Cam, hold on. Edit this out because I'm going to blow my nose.
Oh, great.
Oh my God, this buzzing!
You hear it? I love a good nose blow.
Thank you. I can only hear the buzzing when I'm not like I have to be holding in a very specific way for it to stop.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That was so good.
That was so good. And honestly, riveting.
Okay, are you ready for another one?
I am.
Hold on, I'm going to get you one. You have to start the sentence.
Okay.
Okay, let me get it for you here. We already did that one. Come on.
Come on.
What the fuck? All right, you know what? I'm just going to take a place. Old folks home.
I do think there has been a mix-up just because I saw the posting online was like, the rent's amazing. Can't believe there's free food, obviously. And bingo night. I'm a huge... But I do think that I am not the demographic of the... Of the facility, if you will.
Of our other tenants.
Of the other tenants. Mm. Yeah.
I mean, you already paid.
I know.
You already paid for the year.
Is there, I know it said like, obviously before when we talked, it was like, no refunds, but.
Absolutely. No refunds.
And when you said the thing about in case of death, I thought that was sort of just like a you know how you.
Have you seen the news? You could die any day.
Well, right. So that's what I thought. I didn't think it was because people are.
Dying of old age.
Yeah. So I think that wouldn't it be weird for everyone?
Just fix that's. That's just sounds like your room is ready. sorry, Patrick. Ooh. Can you run down to Miss Claiborne's room? I think she's dead. Thank you, honey.
So, yeah, I guess, you know, no harm, no foul. But I do. It would be, I think, sort of inappropriate if I were living here with the other.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you're free to go Tuesday through Thursdays between 12 and 2, as long as you have someone sign you out.
That's the other thing. I did. So normally I think what Dolores said is like she was sort of like checked in by her family, you know. And so
Dolores, let me tell you something about Dolores. Okay, she's senile.
That's, I'm noticing a majority of the people.
Wait, are
here.
You talking about Dolores B, Dolores C, or Dolores L?
Wow, I didn't get a full, I think she just said Dolores. Red
How
hair.
How did she say it?
It was like she spray paints sort of red on the hair.
It could be Dolores L or Dolores C. What did her voice sound like? Like, did it? She sound like she was a smoker? Like she was a cat dying?
Cat.
That's Dolores L. Okay? The L stands for loser. So I don't know if you really want to align yourself with her because she's not very popular around here. I will be honest with you. She didn't even make it into the musical, High School Musical.
You guys did High School Musical here?
Yeah. Well, we're working on it now.
Wow.
Between us, I'm a bit of a director. I used to live in New York. Okay. I used to do a little show business.
Wow, 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 wow.
So I took my path. I almost was on Broadway. I was.
It couldn't be.
I got very close. And then, you know, it's just such a rat race down there. I'm sure. You wouldn't get it. It's just so hard. And so I started working up here. I find out we have some actors in our midst.
Oh.
And so, yeah, we're doing High School Musical. Dolores L. auditioned for the role of Gabriella, and she bombed.
Oh, she did bomb?
I'm like, you think you can play 17? No.
Yeah. Well, and I don't think anybody in here could or should, but you know, it sounds like that's really fun and I would love to come to the show. Let me know when it is. But I think that, you know, for just dating and things like that, it would be better. Okay.
So you date a lot outside? How many boyfriends have you had?
You want a number?
Mm-hmm. The thing is, like, I'm not believing you.
That I've had a boyfriend?
Maybe you've had one, but listen, a 31-year-old woman doesn't come live at a senior facility unless she's looking for attention.
Ain't it the truth? I mean, I do like attention. Please don't get me wrong. But I don't. This way feels cheap. Yeah. But
it's not.
So
it's about $7,000 a month.
Is it $7,000 a month?
Yeah, I pre-charged you.
Oh, well, that's going to bounce back. It will be declined.
Let's hope not.
Well, then I get kicked out, right?
Well, kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of. Kicked out, die. It depends. Whatever is the cheaper option for us, really.
That's nice.
I had a fun idea, though.
What?
We are looking for, it's a kind of a big role for our High School Musical. It's teacher A. So you're in the hall as the youngins run around and you say, get back to class. And that's a fun line.
I thought you were going to say Sharpay. That's so
Sharpay.
Funny.
You Sharpay. Think you can play
Sharpay? Okay. Yeah.
Gladys sort of has done Sharpay the past 4 years. You think that you can come in here and take Sharpay from Gladys? Gladys is entering the room. I hear somebody. I hear somebody is trying to take my role.
Gladys, you got good ears. I'll say that.
Yeah. And don't you forget it. I can perfectly harmonize with these ears. I'm sure you cannot. Okay. Gladys Pumpernickel. It's nice to meet you.
Oh, hi. Carol.
Carol.
Carol Calloway.
She looks old for a Carol. No offense.
None taken.
How old are you, sweetie? She looks... Are you some kind of a businesswoman?
Thank you for saying that. I am a high-powered...
Stop. You're not high-powered anything, okay? Well, you walked in here, and you are at the bottom of the totem pole, honey, okay? And Gladys is at the top, so you're going to have to learn your place real quick.
Okay, well, Gladys, I don't know if the roles are cemented yet, but let me just say, break a leg and not a hip, because one wrong step with that walker, bitch, and I'm wiping the floor with you.
Oh my God, what are you doing? Why are you talking to Gladys like that?
I go in the sorry, back to how Sharpay of me.
I go back to get a file and I come back and you're committing elder abuse?
It was a sharp hit.
She hit me. She hit me.
Gladys,
did you hit her?
What?
Did you hit her?
No.
She's a fucking goddamn liar. Let me tell you something. She's coming for the role.
I am coming for the role.
Well, this is just exciting. I have never seen so much buzz around my musical.
Okay. Well.
If she wants to be Sharpay so bad. Oh, deceit. See, I was going to bring you to an audition.
I wanted to.
Well, you didn't get to it. You didn't get the role.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being in High School Musical?
No. Are you kidding? Wait, have you seen, before we move on, all the drama going around with the new batch of Disney stars?
Yes, with the driver's license song.
The drama is crazy. I'm like, this is so dumb. But have you listened to the song?
Driver's License?
Yeah.
1,000,000%. And I wept.
It's haunting.
It's haunting. I'm on this girl's side. I don't care what happened. She's going through something.
50% Olivia.
Yeah, like, I don't need to hear the other sides. And I heard they're coming out with rebuttal singles, and I don't need to hear it.
It's a beautiful song.
I need to learn how to sing it, and we should sing it. It is, you guys, if you haven't heard it, first of all, talk about going back to your youth, and also talk about just being sad. Like, I am sad even now, and I have never driven to boyfriend's places, you know? But I will say, with Mr. Bagel, I would take certain roads, and when I've gone past it, I'll be like, wow. Mm. I remember when I was carefree, kicking down the drive, being like, boop, boop, someone I trust. And now that road feels different.
Yeah. The thing is, with her, I'm like, well, you're only 17, honey. You're going to be so fine. She'll probably have a very healthy love life.
Yeah.
So the song, I feel like, is almost sadder for us.
Well, it's sadder for us because little does she know that, you know, we sort of came up with the original, which was license renewal, back again. First time someone's touched me or asked to take my picture in 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a different tune, and it does have a sad ending, as hers does, and you sit in it. Oh boy, do you sit in it. But yeah, she'll bounce back. She's a Disney star, looks stunning, almost perfectly symmetrical face. But
same. My age, it's fine.
Half my age.
We have an environment to start with.
Oh, okay, an environment.
Changing rooms is the environment.
Oh, geez.
Dressing rooms.
Oh.
Hello. Is anyone in here? Is anyone else in here?
Hello. Yeah. Hi.
Hey. Hi.
Hey.
What's up?
I'm just... do you need something?
Whoa, it's kind of embarrassing.
Oh,
it's a little embarrassing. I tried on the boyfriend overalls.
Okay.
And they were a little snug. and one of the things broke off and hit me in the eye, so I can't see out of my left eye. I also can't get off the pants.
Okay, this might be personal, but do you have a boyfriend?
Excuse me?
I just noticed that, like, sometimes when people who don't have boyfriends, like, try on the boyfriend pants, it ends up, like, hurting them, sort of, like, in life. It's a reflection. So, like, for me, I sort of just slip into boyfriend pants and then have, like, a really great time. And then ultimately, I decide when the pants are done and I move on to something tighter or sort of, like, tighter for me.
What size pants do you wear?
Like, I guess I bounce between like a 2-4.
Oh, wow.
I'm teeny. Sorry. Yeah. I am teeny.
Well, I don't have a boyfriend, but it says on the pants, like, I didn't know that meant you have to have one. I thought it meant maybe like it's also if you wanted to get one.
Right. Well, so, this is so I work here, but it is also my store. So,
you own the store.
Yeah. So here at Love Fits, there's like a little bit of a magical element, which we love, which is fun. But the problem is that, like, if you try on certain things, like, things might not work if like that, like, I don't know if you'll sort of like have a boyfriend with how the pants have rejected you. I do have cat daddy pants, which are really fun and lined with fur, and I think those would look amazing.
Cat daddy?
Yes. So like you'll have cats is what I'm saying.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just having a difficult time with this because
no.
You see, the thing is I had a really good boyfriend. He was incredible. Oh. We actually met in high school. We dated for 14 years.
Wow.
And I thought it was going to be so good. And then he met a woman. She owns some kind of a store, actually. I'm not sure which one. Some kind of like a clothing store. And she's so much smaller than me and confident. I think she's confident. Wow. I haven't seen her. But from what I've heard from my friends, they're like, she's so confident. She is such a high-powered business owner. So I'm just having a bit of a hard time. You know, I also lost my job. I was a barista at the cafe in Bed Bath & Beyond.
Wow.
But I had a bit of a panic there and burned the place down. And so, yeah. It just wasn't good. But anyway. Sorry for unloading on you like that.
Oh my God. No, not at all. I think that's what's so interesting about people is like, you don't know their past. Like you don't know their background. Like myself, even personally, like when I met, you know, the guy that I would say boyfriend, but it's fiance now. You know, we knew so little about each other.
Oh,
so,
you're engaged?
It was recent, yeah. But, you know,
congratulations.
Thank you.
I was engaged also.
No.
But he took the ring back and he said, I'll have it sized down. And I said, so I don't know what that was, but it was my grandmother's ring, actually. He had asked my grandmother for it, and then he did demand it back at the breakup to give to another woman. But men make mistakes. They make mistakes.
Men really do. Yes.
So you're talking about your engagement. Tell me everything.
Whoosh. I'll just tell you what I know. Which is I met this guy. He was really taken by me and was like, you know what you want. And I know I want you. And I was like, oh my God, like, I don't even know what's happening. Like, you haven't even really spent too much time with me. And then he was obsessed with me and just sort of like would make me things and buy me things. And then he said, like, I'm going through like the middle of a move. Like, can I live with you? So I let him, you know, live with me. And then he was like, I want to marry you. And he gave me a ring that, you know, his grandmother his grandmother gave him, I believe, is...
Oh, that's weird. My grandmother gave him.
Yeah, that's so funny.
But I guess grandparents do that. It was, I mean, so unique. It was a diamond encrusted by rubies. And then next to the rubies, there were a couple of opals. And so he said the opals stand for every year that I've known you. And there was 15 of them. And he said, the diamond is as long as I'm going to love you until that diamond breaks. And I said, diamonds can't break. And he said, exactly. And then the rubies stand for my heart because they're red. And he said, that's what they stood for. That's and I said, that's so for. Sweet. You didn't buy the ring. I do know it was my grandmother's, but still, it was Gorgina.
Yeah.
But he was having it resized, and I think he was getting some of the rocks turned back into diamonds because he said it's gaudy and it looks like a centerpiece at a hippie wedding. Sorry again for unloading. I'm just...
No. It's just so unusual. My ring has a diamond in the center and then is surrounded by four sort of bigger diamonds and then has 15 diamonds around it.
Oh. Oh, wow. He sounds like a money bags.
Yeah.
What does he do?
Patrick works...
Patrick? That's...
I know, that's unusual.
That was my fiancé's name also.
I know. Well, so
how do you know?
How do I know?
How did you know? You said you knew. I didn't tell you that.
You said Patrick earlier.
No, I didn't.
I think you did.
My therapist told me to stop saying it, so I'm supposed to punch myself in the face every time I do, so.
Well, then you missed a punch because you said it earlier. Oh.
Just to make up for lost time.
Okay. Well, so he I guess he had been working as a engineer, but wanted to help me with my business. So he's in the he's sort of like the business manager at this point.
Oh my. That's so bizarre because, like,
specific, yeah,
my fiance bizarre. Was, he was also an engineer. And engineer. When he left me, he said, I'm getting into retail. And I said, every time I asked you to go shopping, you said, no, the game is on, babe. And I said, that's figure skating. And he said, it's the Olympics. And I said, it's not the Olympics. The Olympics aren't on. And he said, I'm watching old videos on YouTube. And I said, you never cared about retail before. And he said, sometimes right. You meet someone and they change your whole life. And I said, that's how I felt about Tonya Harding. And then he said he was on Team Nancy. And then we started fighting again. And then I said, you know, that I was going to kill him. And then that's how I got taken out of the house and he got the house back. And that's, it's just all been so devastating. And if I ever find that girl, I am going to rip her limb from limb.
I get that. And to be honest, the fact that he's Team Nancy has changed a lot of things for me because that's psychotic.
Wait. Your guy also is Team Nancy?
Not that I know of, but I'll be asking when I see him.
Oh, you know
what?
To
date a guy that's Team Nancy, I feel like is dating a psychopath.
Totally. You know what?
Oh, you want a little princess who can't take a hit in the knee?
Yeah. Please. I've always felt more of a Tonya myself.
Me too. I play dirty.
I play really dirty.
Yeah, I play dirty, like dirty.
I play like
dirt.
If you went into the earth, you dug a hole and you got inside of it.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure is where you came from. That's as dirty as I get.
Yeah, well, I'm like a snake. I live under the dirt and I just like eat dirt, am dirt, open my eyes, it's dirt. Mm. And like all in my body is dirty dirt. And I just fuck with dirt and I'm just dirt and I like just to rub it on my body yeah. and do like a lot of mud masks and stuff like that. And when I play to kill and to bury bodies.
See, I'm lower than dirt. I'm a mantle. I'm inner core. Whatever is inside the earth. I'm, you know, on Real Housewives when they say you don't talk about family or that's all I talk about, honey. When I go low, I go so low. I'll kill your kid. I don't care.
Oh yeah, I'll find your kid. I'm lava. I am. You can't touch this. You know what I'm saying? I am hot to the touch. Hot, 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 hot. God. Inner core. Hot inner core. Can't touch. Can't even see. Even if you see me, you dead, bitch. You know what I mean? I'm finding your family. I'm wiping out the whole line. You never existed.
God. Can I say something? Can I speak out of turn here?
Please.
I've never been with a woman.
Yeah.
But I'm finding myself wildly attracted to you right now.
I am also feeling like, are we kindred spirits? And why do I put on such a front for like men to pretend like I'm not a psycho bitch?
I don't really play dirty, you know? I cry. I play dirty.
Oh my God. I cry so much. I also do play very dirty.
Oh, I mean, but I'll kill cry someone. About it. But I'll yeah. be like, I can't believe you made that me go this far.
Exactly. I didn't want to. I don't think I came out of the womb, you know, wanting to kill people. I just did it because it was truly the right thing to do.
It was
do
like autopilot. Yeah.
Yes.
You should wow. totally help me kill this bitch.
I will.
She actually works here.
I was going to say, I do think it's me.
Oh my God. No, I see the similarities. It's actually Rachel. She's the cashier.
Oh, it's Rachel?
Yeah. It's crazy that we have so many similarities, but it's definitely Rachel. That's why I'm here. I have her picture.
Okay, well, good. I fucking hate Rachel. I've had a bone to pick with her for a while. So I say we slaughter her and drag her to a basement and just sort of see if maybe we can just... There's a Dunkin' Donuts down the street and an abandoned warehouse next to it. Let's take her and...
You know, I would love to do that, but she has that... like her fat, ugly, he's not ugly. He's a good looking guy.
No, he's very attractive, I think. Yeah.
But you know, her gay friend.
I think he has a big social media following. So if we take him and her, obviously people, the buzz will start, which like we def want.
And it unless will nobody... absolutely start. People will
of
care.
Of course it will. Are your highest blue or green? I literally can't tell.
It depends on the light. Sometimes wow. they're a little bit more blue when it's darker. But if the sun hits them right, they're green.
They're great. Because I couldn't tell. And now I'm just like, ugh. I'm going to go in disguise, though, myself. And I'm just going to like ugly myself up and sort of like look unkept. That's going to be my look.
Yeah, totally. Okay, cool. Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it.
And scene. Wow.
Wow.
That is what you call good improv, people.
That's
that will get
circle.
Us on a house team.
That's a house team move there at the end. That's because how you connect it all.
That was very good.
Thank you.
I'm impressed.
I'm impressed with you as well. I thought that we remembered specifics, which is huge. Amen. And also just had a ball.
Okay, guys. It is our last segment.
Ah!
Are you ready for...
I'm ready.
Praise to the praises, yeah.
Okay, this one comes from SG Barr, so I'm going to say Sarah Grace.
Love that.
Barr. Landmines...
Sarah Grace Barr, yeah.
And landfills. Is what they say. Week after week, this podcast has me almost choking on every beverage I'm drinking while listening. Jesse and Chris have an ability to lift your spirits in a way you didn't know possible.
Oh.
Please never stop recording this podcast.
Okay.
I have followed you both since I heard you on the Taylor Strecker show, and I'm obsessed in a non-creepy way with you both. If you want to escape from the world for an hour, this is the podcast for you. Wow. Sarah Grace Barr is the type of person who wakes up, she had nightmares all night, she didn't get a good day's rest, and she still stops at Starbucks and gets, Susan her latte, Damien his cold brew, you know, she gets the whole
gang.
their coffees, and she shows up at her office and she's like, I got the coffee. And they're like, Sarah Grace, you don't have to keep doing this. And she's like, yeah, I like to do it. You're my friend.
I like to do it. You're my friend.
And I have got all those gift cards from the holiday happy hour price.
The holiday. Absolutely. Sarah Grace Barr is the type of lady that she's got coffee, but she's also got water because she wants to hydrate. Then she's got a seltzer for fun. And next thing you know, she's really sort of like a liquid station and she's taking a sip of everyone and she can't. I love a spit take. And so does Sarah Grace Barr. Yeah. And so she's... You know, trying to hydrate. And boy, do I want you hydrated, girl.
And she's the type of person, she says, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. And
yeah.
She like brings you a little taste of margarita.
Yes. And lines the rim with salt or sugar. Dealer's choice.
Dealer's choice. She says, I have both.
I've got both.
Spicy salt. You want spicy salt?
Yeah. I'll give it to you. And you know, she's the type of a woman who says, you know what? I've got friends in all places and I like to laugh and I won't apologize for it. And maybe I am obsessed. And what's so wrong with that?
What's wrong with that? You fucking tell me.
I will. I got nothing because I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
There's nothing wrong with it. Okay, guys. So like Sarah Grace, if you want your shout out, please review. Give us a rate. Give us a review. Give us a subscribe.
Please.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then go on over to patreon.com/middlechildren and sign up.
Sign up.
And then join the Facebook group Stuck in the Middle. But until then, live every day like you are the oldest.
We love you. Bye.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.
Vitamin Water is from New York. We needed a drink that can keep up with the music scene in the city. We got to see our favorite DJ perform in Brooklyn at 3 a.m. or sing karaoke in the Village, also at 3 a.m. Drink Vitamin Water. It's from New York.